But as a market, we stock everything here. Every type of fruit and vegetable you can imagine in the world is here, if it's in season as such, yeah.
The rise of the ethnic sort of trade rose as London changed. You think about the East End, usually an immigrant landing place, isn't it? It always had been because of the dock. So East London just naturally has that, and I think it's just continued. So over the years, yes, we just get food from around the world, and a lot of it gets flown in, obviously, from those sorts of distances. If it's fresh produce, there's a lot of produce that can come by ship. So things like plantains and bananas are obviously green when they pick them, then they can be ripened en route or even ripen once they get here. So it really depends on the nature of the product.
Well, yeah, because over that course of time, 38 years, there's a lot of fruit here that never was here. You know, you've got things like mangoes, and you've got pineapples, and there's so much fruit now, Sharon fruits and pawpaws. All those things were never around 35 years ago. But the wholesale market, I always say, if there's something grown in the world today, you will find it in this market. If you want to look for it, you will find it. I walk around this market and I see things I've never seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, this market is quite amazing. It's really the ethnic side of the market is its strength, actually. And we are just one of many companies that serve different sectors. There's a lot of Asian, Pakistani, there's a lot of Kurds, the Chinese, the Turks. It's really diverse, actually. Mm.
You know, if they're first, second generation into this country, you know from experience, they work all hours. They know nothing but work. They're setting up the future generations. You look at that area of Spitalfields where the immigrants have come in. This market was based there. So you imagine how those immigrants kept coming in and finding work at a local place, which was the market.